Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. In Washington, senators still have unanswered questions. The U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee was briefed by two top Pentagon officials about U.S. military presence in West Africa yesterday. Michigan Senator Gary Peters sits on that committee, and he joins us now. Senator, this was prompted by the deaths of four soldiers in Niger and not a lot of information about whether those deaths could have been prevented. What can you tell us today?
Well, the briefing we had really went over ground that General Dunford went over in a public way. We did have some additional details, but it's clear it's still under investigation, a very detailed investigation as to what happened. But, I think it is difficult to know whether or not those could be prevented. The mission was thought to be one where there would not be any armed conflict, but it obviously turned out very different when the convoy that the U.S. soldiers were with was ambushed. And it was ambushed by a significant force of 50 folks from ISIS using machine guns and mortars. It was a very sophisticated attack on the soldiers.
Why did it take so long to brief Congress on the situation that led to the deaths of these soldiers?
Well, that has been a source of frustration. Senator Chairman McCain has also been very outspoken that we haven't had the kind of information we need about West Africa. The Pentagon has said that they will do things differently, and this briefing was part of that. But we certainly need to have more information exactly what transpired if that event. But my questions actually go broader than that, and really what is the extent of our involvement in West Africa? What sort of troop levels do we have there? What's the assessment of the threat? Do we need additional assets? Will the Pentagon be asking for additional folks to be sent there? I mean, these are big questions that we need to really focus on in the days and weeks ahead.
Right. You were in Nigeria this summer. That's neighboring country to Niger. What did that trip tell you about the situation in West Africa?
Well, it did show me that the situation in West Africa is complicated, and the threat is indeed growing. I was in the eastern part of Nigeria, where Boko Haram, as well as ISIS West Africa, is operating. They are attacking not only civilians in kind of traditional terrorist attacks, but they have been engaged in pretty sophisticated military operations against the Nigerian military as well. And in fact, it is a humanitarian crisis there. When I was in the Borno region up in the northern part of Nigeria, that area and the areas surrounding it has led to about 2 million people being displaced. In fact, we went to one of those camps. It's a pretty rough and terrible humanitarian situation up there as a result of these terrorist groups that are taking more territory and creating safe zones for them to operate. And we're seeing that through Niger and Chad. That entire Sahel region is one that is growing in its threat to not only the local people there, but the potential for international terrorism as well.
With the Islamic State losing ground in Syria, its forces scattering, does that mean we'll see more militants causing problems in certain parts of Africa?
Yeah, I think you definitely will see that with Mosul and Raqqa, that you'll have fighters that will go other places. We're seeing that in West Africa. They're trying to monitor exactly what that means. But I think if you look at this attack in Niger, this was an attack that U.S. forces had not seen, at least in Niger, against any of the units that they were with. It was sophisticated, again, with coordinated use of mortars and machine guns. That tells me someone who is getting some military training.
Let's talk about the Authorization for Use of Military Force, often called the AUMF. That gives the president the authority to use the military to deter and prevent acts of international terrorism against the United States. It's been proposed that that authorization be more focused, limited. Could you tell us more about that?
Well, I do believe we have to revisit it. In fact, I voted earlier this year to terminate the existing authorization of a military force so that we could have a discussion as to how we go forward. You know, certainly the American people have the right to know when U.S. forces are being used in potentially combat situations like we saw in Niger. I think most Americans are not aware of what's happening in West Africa. Quite frankly, I think a lot of my colleagues in Congress don't fully appreciate what's happening in West Africa right now. And we need to have that discussion. We need to do it in a transparent way. And then we need to have an overall strategy. We can't just have a open blank check for military use around the world. It's not right for our men and women in the service to be put in a position where they're fighting all over different places without an overall strategy telling us what is our end goal and how are we producing the results that we can measure and know that we're actually accomplishing the ends that we seek.
While Africa has been in the headlines the last few days, I mean, we still got North Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq, renewed concerns about Iran. What concerns you most?
Well, in the short run, it's North Korea. There's no question the threat that North Korea poses if they are able to have a weapon that can reach the continental United States, a nuclear weapon. That poses a very significant threat. But the threat that I think is a constant threat that we have to focus resources and have to do a better job of also putting together a strategy, and that's the cyber threat. Cybersecurity is a major concern of mine. It is an issue that we have seen in our election, but we see each and every day in our economic affairs as well. And oftentimes state actors are behind some of these hacks. The Equifax hack, where you have a cyber actor basically stealing personal, very personal information that can lead to identity theft of over 140 million Americans, is a significant national security threat and one that we need to focus much more attention on.
Senator Gary Peters is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Thanks for the update.
Oh, always a pleasure to be with you, Lester. Thank you.